Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is David Linden.
I should make a brother stand.
Absolutely. And we're talking with Connie Wasserman, who is the Associate Executive Director, and Donna Schulman, who is the Director, basically, of Adult and Senior Programs at the JCC in East Hills. And David had a question, which I'm going to go back to your question, but I just want to make very, very clear that the JCC runs from newborn babies to seniors. And I was a little confused, and I'm saying, wow, they're starting a 30 and 40-year group, but JCC is the total community center in East Hills and at any age. So the pool is open for children and for kids, and it's the total community center. So I just want to make that clear because I misinterpreted it. You had a question, David.
Yeah, my question was, how many new friendships, new social contacts are made by people who join the JCC just for specific reasons, like the book club, and find it, and can say afterwards, hey, you know, I have all these new friends, and we go out and socialize at times together. There's life beyond the JCC.
Absolutely. You know, at Sid Jacobson JCC, I don't know that I could give you a specific number, but what I can say to you is, first of all, my son met his fiance because they both worked at the JCC. I've had people who used to have a very vibrant singles program, and many of our seniors met their current spouse there. Because of our programs that are ongoing weekly and you become a member, that does automatically bring together a group of people with a commonality. So when you speak to our seniors and you interview them, and this might be sort of anecdotal, I don't have quantitative information, but when you read the newsletter, people will say, this place has saved my life. This is my home.
My home away from home.
Exactly. Yeah, even if I don't like this particular lecture, I'm going to be there because this is part of who I am and what I do every day. So we also have, I was going to, you know, also talk about our social service component. We offer caregiver support groups and bereavement groups. And I can't tell you how many people coming through those groups have maintained friendships and, yes, became, whether it be couples or the group, continue to come together as friends. So
as one ages, the number of friends you have decreases. It depends on who goes first.
Until you walk into the Sid Jacobson JCC and you see all of these gazuntas. Right. I mean, there's about 100 guys coming together for lunch every month.
Really?
Yes, it's a very large group of people. So, and when you walk into News Behind the News and you see 50 people sitting there, and it's really, we know that we have become a lifeline for so many of the seniors in our community on the North Shore.
I want to interrupt, but do you use volunteers?
Absolutely, and I was going to share with you about, we have a very large volunteer department. Engage is our volunteer program for seniors. And what we do is, and it's really the boomers and beyond, we match a senior with something, their passion, their talents, and something that they really want to do. So let's say you said, you know, I always worked in the stock market, but I always wanted to work with kids. I'd love to read to children. We will work with them and perhaps have them read in the early childhood center. Or you might have a teacher who always worked with kids and said, you know, I really want to work with frail elders, and we'll have them perhaps work in our adult day program. Okay. So we have a very vibrant senior, very vibrant volunteer department, and we work with, again, all ages.
And the fact that you work with all ages, there's nobody who if I want to volunteer, there's something I can do there.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, if you want children, whether it's just changing diapers or, you know, whatever the age is.
And it's not about stuffing envelopes. We don't look at volunteers like that. We want to make meaningful matches so that you become part of that greater community and the greater you know, offerings that we have. But when I, you know, with respect to volunteering, and I was mentioning the Adult Day program, part of our safety net that we offer is, again, as seniors might need more and more within the community. So perhaps there's an isolated senior, and they're not able to get out as much. We have a friendly visitor program where we'll match someone that has similar interests to you to come into your home for 1 hour a week, maybe to have coffee or tea, and develop a relationship, have a conversation. We do all of the vetting of these volunteers. We onboard them, we introduce them, and many friendships have been created by this ongoing friendly visiting program. Maybe you're not ready for friendly visiting, and all you want is a phone call around the holidays to say, "Hi, how are you doing? You need anything?" And sometimes just having that ongoing call makes you feel more comfortable to then open up to have a friendly visitor. We also have a volunteer driving program that we're just launching because we know in suburbs we need to help people with driving. Town North Hempstead is wonderful with their driving with cab service. It's been wonderful, but we know that there's more and more need, so we have been working to create this volunteer driving program. We also have a virtual senior center, so again, for that isolated senior at home, they can't get to the senior center. Well, guess what? If you're in the town North Hempstead, we can bring it to you via technology. And then when there are those that become frailer and or possibly have memory problems, we have our adult day programs, and we serve all ages and all stages. We have really one of the finest, highly regarded adult day programs.
Wow. Actually, I have to interrupt you. Sure. This is a very serious question. Is there anything you don't do? Please, give me one thing.
That may take me time to think about. I'm not sure.
And unbelievable. You got to be so proud of what's going on there.
Yeah, what they're doing, thinking about it, many people have a coterie of friends on their street, or maybe in their village. But this has expanded their street to the world.
Yes, yes.
Or at least the whole entire North Shore.
What a beautiful way to put that. That really is, I think, what we're all trying to accomplish. But as much as we do, we can't be everything to everyone.
Right, of course.
And what we do take pride in is we're going to try and connect you with those services to be able to fill the need. If we can't do it, if there's another agency, organization, or way that we can connect you, that's our job. And Cindy and Bella, who were here on the show before, are going to be participating in our Care Day Symposium on November 19th, Sunday, November 19th, from 8:30 to 3. We will have an attorney speaking and a dementia care training specialist, Tipa Snow. She's like the guru of working with difficult behaviors when there is a dementia diagnosis. We'll be offering, you know, these all vendors will be available. We offer lunch. So that way caregivers could come together, gather information, network with others. And we've been doing this for years. I think we're like in year 13 now.
Really? Okay.
And that's one of the incredible projects that comes under Donna. She does a phenomenal job. And I don't know. Did I leave anything out, Donna?
I don't think so.
So adult and everything adult and senior. Basically, is underdone. Okay.
Yes.
A phone number.
Oh, yes.
Because we should, after this.
Yes.
The phone should ring off the hook as JCC. Otherwise, I'm disappointed.
I would hope so. So, Sid Jacobson, JCC, at 300 Forest Drive, our phone number 516-484-1545, or you could reach us at www.sjjcc.org.
Okay.
And ask for Donna Schulman.
And that you are, it's Penn Toyota, right, isn't it?
Yes.
Just, I mean, because you're not on the main road, but right there at Penn Toyota, and I know there's plenty of parking. You don't go back that far, right?
You turn onto Forest Drive, so it's the street right across from the museum.
Right.
It's Forest Drive. You just go up that street, turn around the curve. We're on the left-hand side.
Okay.
You can't miss us. Huge white building.
No, it really is. It's tremendous. One of the other questions I had is social adult day care.
Yes.
Which is more controlled.
Yes.
Right?
Safe. We provide a very structured, safe environment for people who are frail and or possibly memory impaired. Maybe they had Parkinson's disease. Maybe they've had a stroke. Maybe they have an Alzheimer's diagnosis. We have programming for all stages. Programming is from 10 to 3. The activities change every half hour to socially, physically, and cognitively stimulate our participants so that they can function at their highest level possible. Okay. We arrange for transportation. We serve a hot kosher lunch. And we have government funding. When I say all ages and stages, we have a young onset program for people in their 30s, 40s, and 50s with a dementia diagnosis, as well as all the way through to people who are 100. We serve all stages, so someone newly diagnosed, as well as someone who is further along in their disease.
Do you have programs and activities 7 days a week?
Yes, we are a seven-day operation. We just recently opened our doors early on Saturday morning, so we are 7 days. We are like 7-Eleven.
No, it really is. It's amazing. And the social, the adult medical one, that's right. What I was just questioning that, because some places, some of these centers cannot handle that. Obviously, because it's more medical issued, or
well, we're considered a social adult program because we do not provide the nursing care that a medical model might provide. So that might be the type of adult day that would be more housed in a nursing home or within a hospital. They can meet medical needs.
Okay.
We're a social model, so...
But that's still a person who has impairments.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
So we provide, we have staffing to work with the individuals. Everything is done in, group activities so that everyone feels good about themselves. So that person that might repeat themselves 100 times asking the same question may be difficult at home. But for us, it's like we've heard the story for the first time.
It's what you do. It's amazing. It really is. And we're out of time.
Wow.
I know. It goes so fast. But it goes so fast when you have... We've had a few dull ones over the years. But it's like, okay, why are you here? You have nothing to share.
Yeah,
this is just... You have so much.
Yes.
And even, what I thought it was, it isn't. You're 100 times more than I thought you guys were.
So I'm glad we were here.
No, this is absolutely tremendous. And again, the number is 516-484-1545 for anybody who wants to get in touch with JCC.
Yes.
And Connie and Don, I want to thank you both so much for coming. This has been wonderful. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.